Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about God's judgment. Not good.
Be holy.
Oh, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Make somebody have a great day today. Help somebody to have a great day today. Sometimes you just got to listen to them. Don't even do any talking, you know. Maybe they don't want your coffee. Maybe they don't want your bottled water. Maybe they don't want your Kool-Aid. I don't know. But listen, sometimes they just want to talk it out. Be a help to people. Try to be a help. You know, you can't solve their problems, but you can be a help. You can, you know, at least if you're not going to help them, don't hurt them. You get what I'm saying? So, if you can help them, sit there and listen to them, talk to them, get some donuts, get some lunch, get something, talk to them. I mean, you can't spend all day. Those of you who need somebody to talk to, you can't talk to the person all day. They have work to do, okay? But listen, if you can help, you know, listen if they need comments, talk or whatever, don't give them anything that's going to do any life-altering things as far as get rid of this person, get rid. When they start talking about people in their life, don't add anything, don't take it away. Just sit there and listen. Let them hash it out. A lot of times people can hash out a lot of the foolishness that's going on in their lives if they just talk it out with no interruptions from you or me. They just sit there and work that whole thing out. They just let them talk. If you let them talk, you'll be much better off, and they'll be much better off. You never know. The next day, they might bring you some donuts, or they might bring something to make your day just a much better day. Some flowers. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you got to do, try to change somebody's day every single day, or at least once a week. Start off with once a week, once a month. Try that. Just you know, your happy day or your great day schedule. I don't know. Whatever you do, you make somebody happy. You know, whatever it is you do, do that thing and let me know what you're doing. You know, let me know what you're doing. Send us an email over and let me know what you're doing. All right. BeHoly116@gmail.com. BeHoly116@gmail.com. All right. Listen, let's see where we're going to start today. Let's go back to Ephesians. No. Romans. We were in Romans. Romans chapter 2. And we stopped at, Start at number six. We were talking about how teachers and preachers, if you're not careful, you can mess around and start punishing people. Make sure you don't do that. Make sure you don't do it. Verse number six, he will judge everyone according to what they have done. Number seven, he will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after his glory and honor and immortality that God gives. I mean, that God offers that. If you continue to do that, you'll do well. Verse number eight, but he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves. That's why you need to practice bringing donuts and helping everybody else have a good day so you stop living for yourself. He will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth and instead live lives of wickedness. They refuse to obey the truth. I'm not talking about the Bible. God is the only truth. So you need to get from God. You need to get the truth from God. Get the truth from God, and then you can actually begin to live in a manner that God okays or God is pleased with. And maybe you don't want to please God. It's up to you. You don't have to please him. There are plenty of others who will. And there are plenty of others who want to please him. And so not that he's not worried about you, because he is worried about you, because you belong to him. Whether you're a believer or not, you believe, you belong to him. You don't believe, you belong to him. He's the one who gives you the breath. He gives you the blood. He gives you the life. He's the one who allows you to see, allows you to walk, to have strength. Yeah, he's the one who allows you to do all that. And then so there's no need for us to fight and fuss. Either do it or don't, you know, follow God or not follow him. It's up to you. He's not going to lose any sleep that you don't follow him. He's not going to start crying because you didn't follow him. You know, it'd be good that if you did follow him, it'd be great if you did that. It'd be great if you ask him for him to give you the instruction, the truth, so that you can obey it and live by it. You know, instead of living by lives of wickedness. I'm telling you. Verse number 9. There will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing this evil. You know, you keep doing what is evil, you're going to have all that trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for the Jews first and the Gentiles. And also for the Gentiles. But he's saying it don't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, because it was really important back then whether you were a Jew or a Gentile, or you're part of God's chosen family, or you're, you know, Gentiles, you're outside and you had to be adopted. You know, none of that stuff matters. It doesn't matter. Because God says, if you live that way, whether you're a Jew or Gentile, whether you're a believer or non-believer, this is what's going to happen to you. There'll be trouble and calamity. So when people are always, hey, I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me. Why? You know, tell me why. What happened? What have you been doing? What you need prayer for? Because a lot of times it'd be us that be requiring that prayer because it's stuff that we've done. And so we need to address the problem. You know, remember I was talking about confessing your sins to the elders and or to one another, not to the elders, but to one another, so that you can be forgiven and your sickness will go away and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, calamity, trouble and calamity. Verse number 10, but there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who do good, for the Gentile first and also for the Gentile. Or for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. So it doesn't matter. It's going to be the same. You're not going to have more of a blessing because you're a Jew and less of a blessing because you're a Gentile. No, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same. You know, we even believe or non-believer. There are a lot of unbelievers who do good things and do well for people and help and stuff like that. You know, God will have his own way of judging them, you know. Because they do good, but they don't believe to wash away their sins. They don't believe any of that stuff. And so, amen. It's up to you. You do whatever you want. Verse number 11. For God does not show favoritism. He don't show favoritism. But he won't bless you. He gonna bless you. See, there's no racism in God. There's no racism. Period. Point blank. Because you don't fight against flesh and blood. No way. You know. And so God ain't gonna have favorites. He's not gonna. You know. Because a lot of people think God is a racist or something like that. I don't know. You know. You gotta get rid of that thinking, because God says, I show no favoritism. I don't favor any race over the other. The people who believe me get this. Those who don't believe me get that. And I'm still faithful to God, and God is still faithful, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do. There are a lot of people who don't believe, and he still lets them wake up in the morning. He still lets them breathe the air. He still supplies food for them. He still supplies a job for them. He still gives them ideas. He still does this. He still does that. He still helps them grow their company, and they're not even believers. You get what I'm saying? So when you're doing well, God does things. When you're doing evil, sooner or later, those things are going to come to an end. But God still shows, you know, that he's God, and he don't show any favoritism. He'll help you whether you believe or not. It's up to him. You know, he owns everything. You know, we don't own anything. All we can ever do is come up with an idea and try to start something, go public and start this corporation, do that, and work out this and do that and other. And, you know, that's all we could ever do is work, 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 because we're going to love our work, because we, you know, like we talked about that the other day, being a human being is just like being an animal. We still die. We still give up the ghost and we go back to the dirt, you know, just like the animals. So while we're here on earth, we enjoy our work, because when we leave, hey, we go back to the dust. We give up the ghost, and God doesn't show any favoritism. You know, and that's the one thing about it. We love that about God. He's not racist. You know, if you're of this culture, you're of that culture, and you're doing what's right, and you're trying to do good, and you're trying to do whatever needs to be done. God will still help you. God will still help you. That's what he does. He won't leave you sitting out there, because his word always comes back and does what it accomplishes. Whatever he sets it out to do, it'll come back and do that thing and tell him and let him know that it was done. It accomplishes what it set out to accomplish. And if his word is in you, if you're living by that same word, that word will help you do everything that it's supposed to accomplish. Not necessarily what you want to accomplish, but what it's supposed to accomplish. So if his word is supplying the power to your relationship, the power to your family, the power to your business, the power to your church, the power to your community, the power to your neighborhood. I mean, the Holy Ghost is he, Jesus Christ, God, and he is the one who can help you be right. He's the only one who can help you be right. The only one who is right is him, and he shows no favoritism. So no matter what culture you come from, yeah, you can be blessed of the Lord. Yeah, you can be blessed of the Lord, whether you believe or not. You know, it's up to him. All right, listen to this verse number 12. No racism, remember. God is not racist. Verse number 12. When the Gentiles sin, they will be destroyed, even though they never had God's written word or written law, right? And the Jews who do have God's law will be judged by that law when they fail to obey it. You know, he gets both sides. There's no getting by just because you're this, just because you're that. No, if you're a believer, yeah, sure, he shows grace and gives you time and all that kind of stuff. But sooner or later, all that time is going to be wound up and it's going to be over. Verse number 13, for merely listening to the law doesn't make us right with God. Merely listening to it don't make us right. Anybody can listen to the law of God, turn on a social media site or something to play videos or something. You know, anybody can do that. You can listen to the Bible on MP3, some kind of file system or music audio file system. You can listen to it. It'll make you right. It won't make you right. Huh? Not in his sight. It is obeying that makes us right. That's what it is. It's the obeying side of it that makes us right in his sight. Verse number 14, even the Gentiles who do not have God's written law show that they know his law when they instinctively obey it. Even without having heard it, they just instinctively obey it. They have it in them, you know. Well, listen. Okay, verse number 15, we're going to keep going. Verse number 15, they demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts, for their own conscience and thoughts either accuse them or tell them what they are doing is right.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.